This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
We're on to the divisional round of the NFL playoffs, and DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, is celebrating with a huge odds boost for new customers. Counting down to Super Bowl 56, you can get 56-1 odds on any team. Bet just $5 and get $280 in free bets if your team wins. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps and get 50-1 odds on any NFL team. Bet just $5 and win $280 in free bets if your team wins. That's promo code FANRUN in all caps for 56-1 odds at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 years or older in Tennessee only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789.
Now from the studios of Fox Sports Knoxville, this is 3 and Out with Nate Hodges, Houston Kress, and Davey Hudson. Fan Run Radio.
How bad can it get? This is by far the worst team that has ever sat in this locker room. You don't deserve a locker room. You don't deserve a locker room the way you're playing here. You should be playing without uniforms. You should be playing in jockstraps. Every time we get ready to play, I just want to throw up. There's not one of you that's learned how to win. We got hammered the last 4 days. And it stopped right now.
Hard Seltzer Studios, a Fan Run Radio.
Sorry, I didn't mean to throw you off there.
You didn't. I kept it going. It's Houston Kress. He's so excited about this Friday edition of the program.
Always
had to
excited.
Jump in there.
Always excited to be here.
Fourth word of the show. I think, yeah, hop right in. It's 3 and Out, Friday edition.
What was the fourth
basketball, word? Football. Sort of.
Way to count.
Friday.
Not your math guy, that's right.
Edition of 3 and Out. We got Titans Dave all ready to go. Excited about it in his two-tone. We got Adam Hickman. Just can't wait to...
be out on Rick Barnes.
Watch his Bucks take on the Rams. I'm ready for some college basketball tomorrow. Big game with Kentucky for Auburn. And and LSU.
You do know this is a Knoxville show.
Rolls,
right?
Into, yeah. Rolls
big
into Thompson
game
Bowling
for Kentucky
Arena.
With my, I mean, Auburn going into. Jeez, man.
I can't wait to watch Kentucky Auburn. And of course, that's just the appetizer, of course.
You led with.
Yeah. Well, it's first. It's 1 o'clock. Then Titans. Then halftime of Titans. Then Vols.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to just jump on a depleted LSU team early, I'm sure. Get up by double digits. I won't have to sweat it. I'll be able to flip back to the Titans, make sure they are taking care of business in the third quarter. Then I can always check back on the or you can just have two TVs. Either way, then we get the rest of the NFL playoffs. It's going to be a great weekend, Kress.
A Tiger-filled weekend.
Mm.
Bengals, LSU, Auburn.
Yeah.
Really just big cats. I guess a wild cat's not technically a big cat.
Small cat.
It's like a medium cat. Now they can get it a little.
Is any cat bigger than a house cat a big cat? Or does that have to be like
no, it's a big cat. A bigger cat. What's the smallest of the big cats? Like
the bobcat, mountain lions, they're big cats.
Mountain lions can be huge.
They're big cats.
Like cheetahs are big, but they're really skinny. They probably would
weigh a big cat though.
That's what I'm saying.
I think it's a Drew Locke measurement. I think it's paw size.
Cheetahs are technically like in their own classification whenever you like break it down.
Oh. Not cats? What are they? There's another
like tigers and lions. I mean, they're kind of you can clump them together, but based off like DNA, cheetahs are their own thing. There's nothing else like them.
Nope.
The rusty spotted cat is the smallest cat in the world.
Cheetahs qualify as a big cat. Why would you say that if you don't know that?
What I said was still true. They're in their own classification.
Okay. Oh, they're not in like the Panthera? Panthera?
Mm.
Sex panther.
I always get all those confused. There's the puma, panther, but the puma's the same as something else, right?
Mountain lion is a... Is that a puma? No.
Mountain lion's a...
Cougar. Right. Yeah. And a jaguar, we thought maybe it was the same as a leopard, but they're very, very different. We do like her.
Oh, wait. A puma is also a cougar.
Yeah.
According to a very, very quick...
All I know is wildcat did not make the list.
The mountain lion is also known as cougar, puma, panther, or catamount.
Catamount, really?
Mm-hmm.
That I did not know.
How big is a bobcat, though?
Not very big.
I didn't think so.
I mean, I think they can get, you know... I mean, I don't think they're over 100 pounds, any of them. I weigh like 50, 60 pounds, maybe? Cats are really light for how big they are.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of fur. Doesn't weigh a whole lot.
I begged my parents to let me adopt one named Catastrophe at the shelter when I was a little kid.
Oh, I get it. Catastrophe?
He was humongous.
Wow.
He was way overweight.
Was he nice?
I thought so. I don't know.
You thought so?
Yeah.
Mm.
I think we got a dog instead.
Mm.
So we still saved one, you know. Just not Catastrophe.
The Jaguar group name is Shadow. Up to 150 kilograms. Leopard, up to 100 kilograms. Lion, 225 kilograms.
A bobcat is also known as a red lynx.
Wait, a lynx and a bobcat are the same thing?
A red lynx, apparently.
Okay.
I guess. I don't know. It says it's a medium-sized cat. So that, I mean, is medium-sized? I don't really think that's big. I mean, if I...
It's not a big cat.
If I order a medium drink, I don't walk into it like, man, that's a big drink. No, it's just medium. There you go.
Davey was correct. They're not cheetahs, that is. Not in the... is it Pantera, like the band, or Panthera? like the panther. They're not in the Panthera genus. They are in their own... Asinonyx?
All bobcats.
I gave you all my information that I had on the subject.
All bobcats are lynx, but not all lynx are bobcats.
Oh, okay, I got you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've run into that before on a couple other various topics. You know, parallelograms, triangles, squares, or triangles, rectangles and squares, things of this nature.
Mm-hmm. I could still teach that whole lesson.
Wait, guys, hang on. This is important. I just got a DM.
Someone's
in desperate need of $20,000, and I can PayPal them.
Polygons. Many-sided figures. Wait, what?
Why are they in desperate need?
Doesn't say.
Are you saving
a
Nigerian princess or something?
I don't know. He says, his bio says he solves ICT technical and software issues. DM me for a valid solution. Here's my PayPal.
Okay.
I'll think about that.
Yeah, you can.
I'll think about that during the break.
Consider it.
Down the road. Big weekend for Tigers. Bengals, Siberian, Auburn, LSU. big opportunity this weekend for Tennessee. But that's really not what I wanted to get into, at least not off the top. Nate, there was some really bad news yesterday.
Oh, no. What could that be?
So that's two things I've brought up to Nate since he's been, like, do we just think Nate, did you sleep all day yesterday? You didn't see any of this?
No, he did because he was blaming you.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You did see that, and you did blame me, which makes perfect sense. Wide receiver commit Isaiah Nayor.
I did see that.
He is not only decommitted, but he flipped to Texas and apparently signed his paperwork on his official visit to Austin. And I got a lot of problems with those people. With you people.
Well, I was told yesterday that he was enrolled here.
He was. That was not a lie. But I don't know how that is at all my fault.
I don't
just because I brought
think
it
you can be enrolled.
You can.
And then go to another school.
Yeah, you can. I can be enrolled in 10 different
First
schools.
First of all,
I didn't
blame you for him going to Texas.
I'm sorry.
I blame you for telling the listeners that there's no way he won't come to Tennessee because he's in the computer. He's in the system. He's just sowing his wild oats, just taking his visits. Davey's the one that proposed the theory earlier that maybe he just wanted to take some visits for fun, and you were like, yeah, if I was a player, I would take my five visits elsewhere. I wouldn't even come to Tennessee because I know I'm going to Tennessee. I go visit these other places just for fun. And I said, well, would you have any chance of going there? And you said, no, I wouldn't. I was like, well, that's kind of shady. I mean, you're just wasting those guys' time. And you're like, no, I'm not, because they think they have a shot. And I could even tell them, hey, you don't have a shot. And they'd be like, no, come here, because we still might be able to flip you. And be like, okay, I will, but there's no way. You kind of are implying that there was no way we were going to lose.
No,
Mayor.
I said that for me.
And then his name's in the directory. He's definitely coming. I mean, at what point is it just like, can he not even go anywhere? I said, I think he's got to go to class. I think he's got to be checked present in class. And then he's at Texas on one of these just four fun trips, which was on both of y'all's list of places you would go hang out with. And boom, there you go. See what you did?
An hour and a half later, after you proclaimed he would be playing for us, an hour and a half later, he's gone.
So it's my fault. I did this. That's what you're saying.
This is the Wyoming kid, right?
Yeah.
Like, we'd already counted him. We counted our chickens. Our receiving crew now is, like, I'm not kidding you one bit when I say that somebody on Twitter, a Tennessee fan, after he committed us the first time, listed our wide receivers and said, we might have one of the best receiving corps in the country.
Every year.
In the country, because we're getting a kid that we no longer have.
He didn't know that at the time.
After
take
that,
it easy on the guy on Twitter.
After that, Valus is like, I'm out of here. Who do we have left?
I mean, he had no eligibility left. Him and Peyton had to go.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe the guy didn't have Valus on the list, but I mean, what's our well, you know the latest rumor.
God.
Do I even want to mention this?
I don't know what it is.
It might not be true. So,
well, you said rumor.
Take this with a grain of salt.
Oh, the rumor mill is spilling.
Yeah.
Okay.
That Hyatt might put his name in the portal.
What are you doing? You can't do that. You can't say that. You can't.
That's
you can't,
if you want me to say it.
That's ridiculous. Like, yeah, all of them might put their name in the portal. See how easy that is?
That's true.
You're that you just crossed the line, man.
Well, maybe Hyatt told him to get. He needs a spot. I guess he got a spot now. Nayor's
I was
going to
say, what are you talking about?
We need two spots.
For who?
We're going to go get that six Brew. Different players, apparently.
Who's that Brew kid from Texas / USC? Brew McCoy?
Seriously, though, who are our starting wide receivers right now?
Cedric Tillman, Jalen Hyatt, and then probably one of the Callaways. Okay. Or one of the Jimmys. Holiday, Jimmy Callaway. You got Ramel Keaton. He made some catches this year.
What's the kid that was hurt and then caught a ball late? Walker Merrill?
Yeah. We'll see. Might have some opportunities.
I mean, that sounds like best core in the country to me.
Well, and you're...
That's who Pruitt took over the kid with diabetes.
Walker Merrill?
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
It's not really Merrill's...
No, it's not. I'm just...
That's what I'm
knee.
Saying. I'm not...
We didn't really talked about him much this year, and I was just like, oh, yeah.
Well, in your delusional rant of stupidity... You tried to blame it on me when what you're missing is the most important thing right now in all of college football.
What is that?
NIL, brother. NIL.
Sounds like we're doing great.
Oh, no, that's where I'm going. We can't compete right now. We're not competing.
Okay.
We're not.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I know why.
Oh, you've cracked the code.
Yeah. I have some theories. Texas, a lot of money, right? A lot of resources. Been bad for a long time. Donors are saying, yep, we'll step up. A&M's like, we got all this money and we've never spent it. Hey, we can pay players now. Sweet. Let's get really good at football. Tennessee's begged their fan base for donations and money to watch crappy football for 20 years. And now the fan base is like, you got to show me something before I give you any more money, especially these big donors. And we can't compete, not to mention the scholarship reductions. We're behind. We're trapped. We actually did what I was worried for so long that we would do, which is alienate our fan base and our boosters and our donors so bad that the minute they could actually help and make a significant impact on the football team and the university as a whole, they've all collectively said, you know what? I think we're good here.
Yep.
What are you doing?
I'm just agreeing with you.
I think you're right. I don't know how to argue that. We've blown our equity with our own people.
Yeah. We really did. Took a long time to do it. And now, I mean, isn't this what every big booster always dreamed of? People who did it illegally, like, man, if one day this is legal, go. And then now it is, and we got nothing. Nothing. I mean, no offense to some of the deals that have gone on. I'm not saying those are, you know, completely insignificant. But what I'm saying is when you hear that Texas A&M boosters spent like, what was it, like $50 million in some big pool to help football recruiting? And people are like, no, they didn't do that. That's not possible. Then how do they just have the best recruiting class in the history of recruiting at A&M? They went 8-4. Georgia and Bama, they finished ahead of those two teams. The two teams that played for the title.
The national championship.
Like, Texas A&M said, hey, we got all this money. Let's figure this out. And then Texas. I mean, they're kind of like us. They've, I guess, been better more recent. It's a big fan base, big boosters, a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, hey, here you go, Sark. I know we didn't make a bowl game, but at least go buy that kid from Wyoming, who is, in fairness, he's from Texas, so a little closer to home for him. But we blew it. And I just, things better change quick. Spire, you better start doing your thing. I'm sure they're working hard. But we need some bigger deals.
Do you know what today is?
Friday.
It's the 1 year anniversary of Tennessee hiring athletic director Danny White.
Okay.
Do you?
Well, I'm just saying, I mean, you want the money. Somebody's got to ask for the money.
He can't do that. Not legally. It has to be somebody else setting it up. That's what I'm saying. At A&M, it was the booster collective. Like, Danny White came.
Who's Spire working with?
I don't know. Directly with the recruits, I guess.
Danny White can absolutely tell boosters, hey, like, I need you guys to organize something. And
oh, yeah, he could do
get
that.
Get this going.
Yeah, but he can't say, like, hey, we got to get, well, maybe he could, I don't know, get money for this kid or whatever. I mean, we released that. It was like a 10-minute video about how, oh, at Tennessee, NIL is going to be so amazing. I don't even know if that company that made that video is still with Tennessee. Now it's Spire. Like, do we just have a lot of people, like, waving their hands and saying, we'll do it, we'll do it, we're going to do it really good, and then they just don't know what they're doing? Like, this is not hard. This is really not that hard. You call, I mean, just the 10 biggest boosters and say, hey, let's work something out here. I mean, we haven't seen any. Are the boosters, like, are they too big? Are they too busy and worldwide that it's like, yeah, I mean, I'll donate $20 million to have my name on a building, but I'm not going to give you $500,000 under the table and not get any credit for it.
Dude, I don't know. Like, it we better figure it out quick.
But when this was announced, what did I say? I said there's going to be schools that figure it out quick, that look really good, that know what they're doing, and that you're like, how the hell did they do this so fast? And there's going to be schools that absolutely blow it. Right now, safe to say, Tennessee blowing it. Blowing it when it comes to NIL. And I'm not blaming anybody specifically because I don't know. I don't know whose fault this is. But if any of our boosters or athletic department members have connections at Texas A&M, you might want to give them a call because they're kind of killing it. At Texas, kind of killing it. Georgia, like all these places where you got Bryce Young saying, oh, man, I'm over a million in NIL deals. I don't even know if one of those was public. Quinn Ewers goes to Ohio State, doesn't play a snap, and he's got over $1 million, transfers to Texas, where he's probably going to make twice that. We got a fast food chain, a bakery, milk. I mean, and I'm not knocking those companies. Don't take that the wrong way. But Kentucky and Louisville are getting Porsche deals.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting milk and cookies. Like, that's the reality. That is 100% real. Porsche, and what was the other one? Like Franklin Templeton Investment or J.P. Morgan, right? Porsche and J.P. Morgan, milk and cookies.
Yeah.
Those cookies are really good, though. And that is the best milk in the world. I just don't know that that's going to get Tennessee football back to... Well, really, we got one commit in basketball. One.
He already lives here.
I was going to say, one from like 20 minutes away.
Yeah.
And we got his teammate last year to reclassify, probably so that B.J. Edwards would come here. If y'all ain't nervous, I don't know what to tell you, because I don't like it at all. I mean, we're already staring down the barrel of God knows what when it comes to the NCAA, when it comes to our own self-inflicted scholarship reductions or recruiting restrictions. Like, we've already got that to worry about.
Mm-hmm.
But, I'm sure Heupel and the guys, you know, they're recruiting like they always have, but they don't have that boost behind the scenes. I mean, we all know that's why Walter Nolan went to A&M. Cab money. Maybe, shut up, Dave. There's about five things wrong with that, and I'll discuss it during the in the podcast,
mm-hmm.
in the break podcast.
Yeah.
But like, they're getting paid. Isaiah Nayor, I guarantee you, they were like, hey, you know, you sign this, you're $50,000 up front, and you'll just you'll go to an event or two with some boots. Like, that's all it is. It's everything from the program, except it's just legal now.
Right.
It's like, hey, good game. Here's your envelope. Name, image, and likeness, though. Don't forget, we signed a contract for this.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, it's twice as big because you had that touchdown in the fourth quarter. Like, that's all it is. It's the program. And right now, Tennessee's like, I mean, just the time. You could not draw up worse timing to get hit by something from the NCAA due to stupid leadership, and you fire everybody, and then, boom, cheating's okay now. And well, Tennessee can't do it.
And the leaders that fired everybody that basically made we're going to be the one bastion of you know, perfect behavior, like our calling card, which means you're going to lose football games in the SEC. Like, that's absolutely what's going to happen.
I mean,
we've reduced our scholarship levels to where we have to lose players on an already depleted roster
mm-hmm.
to gain any players.
Which is
like, what?
Which I guess is fine if you've got enough guys after 1 year that you're like, hey, you know, buddy, didn't really work out. We don't really see a lot of playing time for you in the future. But once you get to a certain level, you're kind of like, we really don't have anybody else we can tell to get. You know what would be cool? If instead of having to give them a scholarship, if someone could be like, hey, here's $300,000, but 58, what did I say the other day? Like $58,610. Is going to be pulled out to pay for your scholarship so that you can technically be a walk-on, but here's the money to come to Tennessee anyway.
That'd be neat. Charlie said A&M did that. That's how A&M got.
Oh yeah, how they got 28
extra players in their class.
No, I remember seeing
for at least one kid. They did that.
I mean,
really wanted him and said, "Hey, we'll figure it out."
I mean, I had seen this before. But I just got a DM. I mean, apparently Harrison Bailey got a huge deal to go to UNLV. Like, huge.
Excuse me.
Like six or seven figures. How do, I mean, like, it's, I mean, it's Vegas, right? There's tons of money.
Wait just till he balls out.
Hey, it's we're the Golden Nugget. We're going to sponsor UNLV football. Just give us some players, man. We'll put their slap their face on a slot machine and just let it ride. Like, what are we? Can the Smoky Mountains National? Can the city of Gatlinburg be like GBO?
I'll put a word in.
If you don't mind, Hickman. I mean, we're dangling on a hook right here, and the sharks are swimming around.
Why do we always have to be last to the party?
I think it's just who we are.
But it's not fashionably.
Well, no, honestly, there's several problems. Number one being the turnover at your leadership positions for the last 10, 15 years. Like, no one has been able to do a good enough job to keep their job, and so you can be ahead of things like this. And you changed your entire football department, athletic department, really, right before this happened. I mean, they're coming in trying to, you know, pick out the furniture for their office. Meanwhile, down in A&M, they're like, well, let's do our 27th war room session on how we're going to get this NIL money to the five-star recruits. I mean, that's why consistency in leadership matters. That's why having competent leadership for extended periods of time matters, and we have not had that. So I don't know that I mean, I'm with you, Dave. It's been a year. Maybe we can talk about grading Danny White after a year later, but you talk about up against it. Like, he had a bunch of other stuff to deal with. I don't know how much I can fault him, if at all, for the NIL stuff not working. I mean, they had the video ready, right? They told us how Tennessee, man, we're NIL. We're going to have amazing opportunity. Like, where are they? Where are they at, though?
I don't know. We'll stay on it. We'll come back. We'll get to the G3 Help Me Hotlines. If you want to weigh in, 865-546-8200. I do wonder, yeah, I mean, I think that's a good topic to push forward with, is what were Danny White's options when he came in? Because he came in already with this theme laid down all the way to the top from your chancellor that, you know, integrity was the most important thing, as she lied to you and told you that Philip Fulmer was retiring and not being fired. Pretty ironic. Only at Tennessee. All phone calls brought to you on the G3 Help Me Hotlines, 865-546-8200, if you want to weigh in. Oh, Tennessee, you can't blow football because you can't adjust the times. I mean, come on, be better than that. Kind of talking about it, Isaiah Naylor.
Nayor,
sorry.
Yeah, I've never heard that last name before.
Yeah, commits to Texas yesterday as he's committed to Tennessee, and
Signed. The dotted line.
It's a done deal. We lost him. So.
Aaron Hernandez gone forever.
That's great.
I have a lot. I just have so many questions, man. Are our biggest boosters too big to get involved, and a lot of our other big boosters are just so scattered around the country that it's like, well. Because it's actually pretty amazing. When you go down Tennessee's biggest, like, booster list, a lot of those guys and, you know, companies and ladies, like, didn't go to Tennessee. They just got hooked up with Tennessee back in the day. They wanted to support, you know, a college athletics team. They wanted to get the tax write-off, which I know the rules on that have changed. And I just wonder now if it's like, well, why would I continue to help them? They've kind of screwed the pooch over the years so many times. Why don't I help the school that I went to or my home market team? It's scary, really. I mean, feels like we're not even in the game right now, doesn't it?
We haven't been in the game in a minute.
No. Where's our, like, what? I mean,
what was it? It was like 5 months ago. It was like, oh, man, bro, there's a big one coming down the pike. Apparently, several big boosters are really, they're going to announce something next week with, and nothing.
I think that was just started by the guy that calls everyone else shock jocks, as he shock jocked, and then it got around, and then it became a game of telephone that got back to people that thought it was real.
And then they start convincing themselves and saying, it has to be this guy. Yeah. I can see that.
And then, then we got certain people calling here saying that's going to happen. And, of course, it hasn't yet, and the class is over. I mean, like, you can't – like, you're just filling in the cracks now, a little sprinkle, a transfer guy here, a little late signer here. Like the work is done. Like, you are hazing the barn. And,
There may be a chance here and there with a late bloomer, another transfer portal guy. But, yeah, man, I mean, you had some really good opportunity. And honestly, I have to give Josh Heupel, I think, even more credit for a top 15 class, considering – the scholarship reductions that we now know are somewhere between like 10 and 15. Mm-hmm. The fact that our NIL pitch it might be a good pitch. It might sound good. We might deliver it well. But when it comes to fruit off that tree, haven't exactly seen a bunch. And I realize a lot of this stuff might be private. It might be quiet. But the biggest deals that we've seen come out of Tennessee athletics have not exactly been game changers at all.
Do you think Tennessee believed that you could just tell players, hey, come to our school, we're going to be able to get you great NIL deals because we're Tennessee, power of the T, we got great people, yada, 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 having no clue that other schools were going to go in and go get the deal done basically before the guy signed? Like, hey, Walter Nolan, here's this oil company. All you have to do is read a couple commercials, and here's how much money
we're
going to pay
you. And that's what makes that so weird. It's like, technically, that's illegal. Technically.
Right.
But a lot of schools probably said, well, we don't care if they sign. They're going to get the deal, and then who's going to know the difference? But is Tennessee, because of the NCAA, well, we can't even risk, setting up a deal preemptively and getting caught.
But, I mean, that's been recruiting forever. I mean, there's the coaches that outright cheat and sometimes get caught and busted. There's the coaches that try and do it the right way, lose, and are seen as nice guys and eventually just become kind of perennial assistants because they're not willing to get their hands dirty enough. And then there's the guys that are the best coaches in college football, know how to kind of cheat legally. It's like the movie Vice is about Dick Cheney and how basically any type of rule or government regulation that he wanted to skirt, instead of just blatantly doing it wrong, they would just kind of make a statement or some verbiage that made whatever they wanted to do sort of sound legal.
Yeah.
It was just kind of wordplay, semantics, whatever. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that's how they just, and you see that a lot in politics. I mean, it's kind of the way of the world now. But in recruiting, like, it's the same thing. Like, I laid out an example with Walter Nolan and oil, and you said that's illegal. Okay, so now I'm going to change it. Hey, Walter, here's the type of NIL deal that a player already on our roster just signed.
This company is looking for another opportunity to jump in the NIL game.
Players in this recruiting class, I'm sure, will have that. Or I don't even think you have to say, will have that opportunity. Mm-hmm. That's all I have to do. Yeah. I have to just change the words, and you're legal now.
Yeah.
Well, that's how dumb the NCAA rule is on all this stuff.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Literally,
absolutely.
You can literally be legal if you say it one way, and you're illegal if you say it a different way.
Like, I have a strong-ass offer. Yeah. But I'm not actually.
But you have to
I'm
sign
not,
here to get it,
right? I'm just saying, like, Will Wade. Well, I said I have. I didn't say a
but
dollar.
But I don't even know that that's illegal because Texas has the public thing that any offensive lineman that comes there gets an NIL deal,
50 grand a year.
So
any scholarship offensive lineman, 50 grand a year.
So it's it must be legal to say, if you come here, this is the deal you'll get.
Well, it's weird in that scenario, right? Because they're not going up to, offensive lineman Adam Hickman and saying, hey, you'll get $50,000 if you come here. It's just blanket. It's like, it's not necessarily just for him or for him or for him. It's for all of them. If they get a scholarship and the coaches want them, boom, 50K.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
We got Matt up first on the G3 Help Me Hotlines. What's up, Matt? You're on 3 and Out.
God, my head is swimming this morning with the information.
Sorry.
There's so much to digest, man.
It really is. I was thinking about this pretty much all day yesterday. I was trying to make little notes about, this thing that happened a while back. I mean, there's so much to try and digest here.
Yeah.
And not a lot of it's good, at least not right now, Matt.
Oh, it's a cluster, what? I mean, they have to at some point get one single person in charge, a single someone that's a leader that makes decisions for all entities and all schools. And until that happens, it's just going to be – it's the wild, wild west, you know.
I thought you were talking about Tennessee, and I was like, oh,
well,
God.
I mean, it's the same. Well, no, I'm just talking about – I'll get to Tennessee in a second. I mean, that's, we're just a laughing stock. But the, you have to have a Roger Goodell of NCAA football now. You have to, and we don't have that. Like, the NCAA is an entity that can't rule anymore. There's no power there. So now it's just – there's no – you guys know what I'm saying? We gotta. There has to be a commissioner for college football, and however they pick that, I don't know. But there's got to be one person making the rules.
No, I agree. Even then, though, I don't know how exactly you'd enforce it. But with the NIL stuff, like, it's so weird. It's state by state, and it's so different everywhere you go. I mean, some states have. I mean, like, was it Georgia, Nate, that had percentage limits of like, oh yeah,
yeah, the state
you can only the school can take up to 50 or maybe it was 80% of your NIL deal to redistribute to other, like, whoa, why would yeah. I do that? Why would I yeah. take, why would I only get 20% of $100,000 here when I can go get $200,000 and keep mm-hmm. it all?
Well, they did the whole thing. They've just done this backwards. It's just another reason why the NCAA is just a joke. And the schools, to be honest with you, are too. And Nate, a second ago, you made a comment, which I kind of disagree with Danny White, about how we probably – it's hard to hold him accountable this year. I think we do hold him accountable because he's one of the high, if not the highest paid ADs in the country. So his expectations are well higher than Philip Fulmer's were.
Okay.
You know, we're paying the guy money to come in and fix a situation and fix it fast. If he can't figure out NIL deals in 1 year and figure out a way to move them forward, then he's not the guy for the job. Because that's the future of college football. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and I mean, I don't know why I'm thinking that what he says and what he does have to line up. No one else does that. So why not talk the integrity game and then get right in the soup with everybody else in the gray area and help us get some players? No, you're right. I think if we're paying him that much, he's got to figure out how to present a integrity front to the front office, to Dondi Plowman, who – obviously doesn't really need that to be the result because it wasn't happening before, and just say, yeah, we're doing it the right way. Don't you worry. Like, I'm making sure that that our paper trails are good and that all of our lingo is quote-unquote legal, but, you know, let's get the money men rolling so we can get this NIL stuff done.
Yeah, and you're right with what you said a minute ago. We have to do that. Like, Tennessee cannot, outside of the – city of Knoxville, recruit to itself anymore. It's, this program is a joke. I don't know if people outside of, I mean, or people that live in Knoxville realize, I hope they see that nobody cares about Knoxville outside of Knoxville. 20-year-old kids don't know Tennessee football, and then, like you said, that Tennessee's trying to sell its name, or that's their thought process, which is, like I think you're saying, is a joke, because the name of Tennessee doesn't sell itself anymore on any front. Like, Tennessee football, I think kids probably hear that and are more turned away with how bad the last 15 years have been. So the only way you're going to recruit well are good NIL deals that are, in the boundaries of whatever it is. I get, my head swims so much just because I'm trying to figure out how over the next 5 years it gets controlled. Because did I hear you right a minute ago that Texas, if you're an offensive lineman, you come to Texas, basically they're going to pay you $50,000 a year on top of your scholarship.
Yes,
is that right?
Correct. Yes.
Yep.
That is, to me, I just...
That was just some donor just said, hey, look...
No, it was a non-profit.
Oh, that's right. Well, they started a non-profit after, like, I think for that. But yeah. He just said, and I don't care, like, it's not specific, because I'm not saying if it's this guy, and this guy. It's if whoever the coaches want to put on scholarship on the offensive line, $50,000 a year on top of your scholarship.
Just,
not to mention whatever other NIL deal you could get.
Yeah. And then, then there's that side of me that's why this is so tough, because then there's the side of me that's like, man, these are freaking kids, and they're already getting a scholarship. They're already getting free college, man. I would have given – how many kids out there owe a college debt, mm-hmm. and these guys get to go to college for free, and then, oh, by the way, we're going to give you $50,000 extra just to come here and play. I mean – these guys are, it's like, it's that spoiled mentality, These kids get everything they want, and we're just giving them more and more and more for not doing anything. You're going to give a kid $50,000 a year to come in. He could suck and sit on the bench for 4 years. Get an NIL deal for $500,000, and the guy could never play a snap.
That's what happened with Ewers, you know? At Ohio State. Got him over $1 million, didn't play a snap. But that's the game. If you want to get players like that on campus, like you have to play that right now.
Yeah, it is. Until there's a governing body that takes care of all that, yeah, you're absolutely right. All right, guys, see you.
See you, Matt. Thanks for the phone call.
See you, Matt. Final segment, hour number one. More phone calls on the flip side. Stick with us right here on 3 and Out. It's going to be interesting if these players realize that they should just go into the portal every year. That way they can get talked about, talked to legally.
You said it last week or 2 weeks ago. Yeah, like why would you not shop yourself unless you're just so in love with where you are and what you're
already set. Yeah.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's like a guy who is, you know, really good in his field of work, his business, right? Putting in resumes to other places. Like, oh, man, I might not want to move, but maybe I can get an offer that I can't turn down. Fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
Not good, Bob.
All right, we got Philly up next on the G3 Help Me Hotlines. Really excited to get his thoughts. What's up, Phil? You're on 3 and Out.
Good morning, Dylan.
Morning, Philly.
Well, here's something that's looking blaming you for all this, man.
Okay.
Well, I mean, you were talking about all the visits yesterday. I mean, it's pretty cool. I mean, I take all my visits, so especially go to the highest bidder on top of that.
Yeah, he's from Texas. And I guess they realized that. Sark needs all the good pub he can get after this season. They probably broke the bank for him.
Well, yeah, they got plenty of money down there.
I know.
Isn't it true that Plowman extended Fulmer and Jeremy Pruitt? Then she started best integrity stuff after we fired Jeremy Pruitt, but gave Fulmer a go-away present. And then Danny White comes in. And he's too busy building buildings than taking care of the NIL.
I was going to get to that next, Philly. I had it teed up right before the break. Danny White came in, started the Shareholder Society. They're real big on tweeting about their anonymous donations and people who have decided to join and all the money that's being raised for Tennessee Athletics and renovating the stadium. Like, that was kind of the old way to recruit, right? Like, you couldn't pay the players, so you better have a great dorm. You better have great practice facilities. You better have an awesome stadium, great locker rooms. I think the way of the future might be, hey, have decent facilities. Have a nice weight room. But really, instead of spending excess money because you have it and have to get rid of it, maybe talk to your donors about, hey, we're going to need something over here, but we'd also like you to enter into our NIL pool so that we can get some great players.
Win enough and more money's going to come in. That's what the problem is. We need to win at a higher level so more money will come in.
Agree 100%.
In the 90s, there was no problem with money in the 90s.
Mm-mm. But what do you think about that, though, Philip? Because I posited this theory in the first or second segment. Tennessee has been begging donors for money while we've been terrible on the football field. You know, begging donors for money to buy out coaches while we were terrible, you know, in basketball. Like, is it possible that the majority of the donors are saying, we're in a wait-and-see mode now. If you guys can prove you're competent, yeah, maybe in a year or two we'll get back on board. But then it's kind of the chicken or the egg thing. I mean, if you want to win at a high level, you got to get really good players. And right now, I don't think, especially in football, we're at a really high level talent-wise. Can you win enough with what we got to convince people, hey, this is something worth investing in again?
Well, they got to get the program to a point where they're going to a bowl every year, regardless. And if you at least you're doing that, then you can start making baby steps towards the top. We're not going to make a major leap towards the top in the next 3 or 4 years. I just don't see it. The way we recruit over there now, and if we don't get the NIL straight, we're not going to be playing the big boys. And basketball was close to it. Now they've got a problem. Rick Barnes is I don't think he likes to deal with these prima donnas, and even though he gets a few of them, he can't coach them.
Well, we've talked about it. Rick Barnes wants the good players who are good kids, who are going to work hard, going to play defense, not going to get in trouble. You haven't had, I don't think, one off-the-court incident from a Rick Barnes player since he's been here, and that's really good. But sometimes, and I'm not saying it has to be your whole roster, but sometimes you need guys who are a little rougher around the edges because they're such a great athlete, or they're, you know, so athletic and they're smarter, or, you know, whatever. Like, sometimes you got to be able to mix in guys that don't exactly fit your mold because they're going to help you win games.
Yeah, well, tomorrow's the biggest game of the year for Tennessee. They need to get that monkey off their back, Will Wade. I really don't see it. I think it's a bad matchup athletically, and I think Will Wade is a better coach than Rick Barnes, and I think it'll probably be a close game, but LSU will find a way to win.
Has there been any update on Xavier Pinson and Days for tomorrow, Philly? Have you seen that?
No, I haven't seen it, but what about Triple J? Is he going to play tomorrow?
I don't know. That was really weird. I mean, he got hit, looked like he had a little cut on his face, and then he didn't play again. Did they say they were going to check him for a concussion?
Yeah, that's what they said.
Did it look like he was possibly concussed?
Well, you never know in this day and age.
I guess so.
You can bring on somebody now and get a concussion.
Yeah, see you. Yeah. See you, Philly. Thanks for the call.
So Darius Days was listed as a probable starter for this weekend, while Xavier Pinson was not.
Okay. Okay. And it was an ankle for Days?
Yeah.
Okay. I think I'd rather see him in the lineup than the old buddy who climbed the ladder on Kumwa anyway. He came in for Days in the last game against Bama and had, like, what, 26?
Mm.
We'll get into that later. I'm still stuck on this NIL stuff.
Well, the latest from the insiders is that Texas just outbid everybody for Nayor.
Yeah.
And that Tennessee did have an NIL plan for him.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean,
like,
he committed here without visiting.
He did visit after that, though, right? Like, he committed,
yeah,
then visited.
He committed sight unseen.
Yeah. And then he had another visit scheduled to Texas. And then I thought he had one to Southern Cal, but maybe that was before. Or maybe he skipped the Southern Cal visit. I'm not sure.
You know, maybe he thought he originally committed to Texas.
Ah, the whole UT.
He wanted to go to Texas the entire time. I mean, that was the Terrell Owens situation. It's like, yeah, I'm going to Tennessee.
Yeah, Chattanooga.
What? That's a different school? All right.
For those who don't know that story, it's actually 100% true.
It's incredible.
I don't know. Did he visit UTC and say, yep, this is Tennessee, or was it all over the phone? Because that's an actual story. When he committed, he told everyone, I'm going to Tennessee. And they're like, oh, awesome. And Tennessee, wow, that's awesome. And then he's like,
he got the MapQuest directions to Chattanooga.
Wait.
I guess. And
this isn't the orange one with the big stadium and the this isn't that?
Oh.
No. Terrell, this is UTC. About an hour and a half away. Oh.
I mean, it was like, okay, cool. Balled out and became a pro.
Balled out, became a pro. Caught that pass for the Niners, cried his eyes out, and then kind of went crazy.
Wasn't he at the Natty the other night?
Oh, was he?
A weird, like, fast cameo shot.
There were a lot of people there. Was he over there with Alvin?
No, I think he was in the stands, like in the first couple rows.
Yeah, actually, I think I remember seeing that now.
Oh, my goodness.
Like, did Tennessee just misjudge this bigly, like the dollar amounts?
So far, it looks that way. I don't know. I mean, it's hard to get info on this stuff because of the legalities and illegalities and all that stuff.
Well, it's just fascinating, too. I was reading some, you know, notable NIL deals to you guys over the breaks, and it's amazing how many of those players were either not very good this year, got benched, or have since transferred away. And I think, obviously, initially the money's going to be high because, you know, coaches are going to say, this is the guy we need. But eventually, I mean, donors will say, hey, this is way too much money for a guy who's not going to be here next year. Like, I think you have to start paying them as they earn it, not just in recruiting. But we all knew that's what it would be. We knew they'd use it to recruit, not reward players who are actually good. What else is new?
We'll come back, kick off hour number two next.